And we have our weekly visit with the quarterback with us now, and a pleasant one even a couple of days after the fact. Anytime this team beats the Steelers, this can resonate for a long time, Bernie.
Hey, it's Tuesday and still a bounce in my step. I mean, the way the game materialized, and you could pick at this and pick at that, but at the end of the day, the way it worked, and I'm honored to be on today with Coach Dick Geron also being part of the show.
Sure.
And the job that he's doing and the job the defense did yesterday is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Because, and you're, I know you look at things, we often, and rightfully so, look at things through the prism of the quarterback's perspective for you and how that's going to go. And we're going to do that with this segment as well. But there's nothing wrong with having big defensive plays. You certainly enjoyed your share of them on the Browns teams that you played for. So to have this defense, which I think Bernie is fast identifying itself as not just a defense that gets stops, but makes plays, forces turnovers, hits hard, it's really something to behold.
Well, since Hanford's not here, I'm going to disagree with you and say, no, I didn't. We did all ourselves. But you're exactly right. We had a very excellent defense. Days like Sunday is why our conference and our division is so special.
Yeah.
The aggressiveness of it, the physicalness of it, the hits, and to see defenses really take over. And the I was on the field for about a quarter, half the game, and to hear the contact and the violence of every just blocks and the collisions, it was very special.
Yeah, and it that is something I guess you can feed off of offensively. Now, that we can't say that that really happened, although we can say that the best thing that I think happened offensively is Brandon Weeden throws a pick six early on and doesn't truly go into a tank. I mean, he does come back.
Look at this, enough to throw a touchdown pass. Say this too much on our show, too much, that I don't want to be the QB apologist or his marketing agent. To have an issue like that happen early in the game and you make a mistake that ends up into a pick six, even a veteran quarterback could go into the tank. And to him not to adversely be affected and to come back and play a very solid game and have a winning game was very impressive, because even though we say it's not demoralizing, to throw a pick six early is demoralizing. He had the maturity Sunday, a couple days ago, to handle himself and come back from that.
Yeah, because when you see a play like that, do you observe him? Are you watching body language and everything afterward?
Yeah. Absolutely. Very good point. That's exactly, a couple days ago, to watch how he handled himself, not only while the play was materializing, but it's imperative as the quarterback, as the leader, how when you go to the sideline, how you conduct yourself, what you say to the offensive lineman, what you let the defensive guys say, what you let the coaches see you say, how you act is very important, because they need to see that you're not affected, you're ready to play, that you're coming back from it, and that's not an issue, and we're still going to win this game. It's very important.
And even though it was one game, and even though it's a third win, the fact that it is the Steelers does resonate more, I know, within this town, but I think it also has to within this team, because every team has to have sort of that stalking horse, that standard that it has to look at and say, if we're going to get to where we want to be, we've got to be at the level of these guys, we've got to be better than these guys. Steelers, one of those teams, obviously the Ravens being the other.
Well, I think Mr. Haslam a couple days ago, Sunday, mentioned how we split with the Bengals, we beat the Steelers, we played the Ravens tough. You have to play within your division to start to getting to the level you want to get to. You must start within your division. And again, we split with the Bengals, we beat the Steelers, we were close on the Ravens. Those are the types of things that are showing progress, that if we could keep growing with that type of progress, absolutely it's positive signs.
And are you impressed as a hometown guy, too, who grew up with this whole thing and grew up with the Steeler rivalry that goes back to 1950, are you impressed that a team that has this many young players that those young guys got it, that they understood what this meant.
Not only impressed with the young guys and the players and the coaching staff, look at the Steelers. They needed that game a couple days ago. That their record now is what, 6-5?
Yeah,
I think they're 6-4 before the 6-5 now. That was such a big game for them. They needed the game. This wasn't like, I know they got the Ravens this week, but they needed the game. So this wasn't like they were overlooking it. And that coupled with the young guys now, because me and you have talked about it a lot early mm-hmm. in the year mm-hmm. about those 2-4 plays that have cost us W's and ended up in L's. Now we've seen. Now we're starting to talk a little bit more about how those couple plays have gone our way and are turning into W's.
Yeah,
absolutely right.
Bernie Kosar joining us as usual right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's go back to kind of analyzing the way this offense played and the, some of the struggles that were occurring, Bernie. The first, at face value, it is the top-ranked defense in the NFL. They come into the game with that. They were top-ranked against the pass. They were fourth against the run. So they're playing sterling football. And, yeah, they lose Lamar Woodley along the way. He suffers an injury. Okay, that happens. But no one's going to feel sorry for anybody's injuries, and that goes for Ben Roethlisberger being out as well. But just focusing on their defense versus the Browns' offense, I thought it stood to reason that Brandon Whedon in the passing game would have some trouble, and his first go-around with Dick LeBeau would not be easy.
Well, Dick LeBeau is one of the guys who I incredibly respect.
Sure.
And I played against him from the Bengals in the mid-'80s, Steelers in the early 90s. Okay, the guy's a genius. I mean, from a fantastic player to an incredible coach. I mean, one of the truly great guys in our league. And the whole team, not just Brandon, the offensive line, the protection was beautiful yesterday. And for the Brandon and the line and the team to be able to handle the sophisticated, complex rushes that they did a couple days ago was very impressive.
Because they were coming at him from different places, and also the coverages were disguised pretty well. So he definitely saw some things that weren't necessarily what they were or what met the eye.
Well, and that's why part of the genius of Coach LeBeau is he does mix things up and change things up on a weekly basis. And he had some creative things that were new for us 2 days ago, and we handled them pretty good. Yeah, we could probably, you could always look at every game and say, yeah, we could have had more points here and there. But at the end of the day, we had more points than them, and that's all that matters.
And it made perfect sense, too, to run the football as much as this team did, the Browns did, 29 times. Now, the results weren't sterling, 2.9 yards per rush, but the effort to do so, I thought, made a statement unto itself because it gave the Browns the ability in a game being carried by defense to kind of set tone that way too.
Well, absolutely. Look, Sunday was a physical day. And when you run the ball like that and you got a guy like Trent Richardson and an offensive line that took it upon themselves. And I was actually on the field and I was watching the offensive linemen as they were getting ready to play. Their intensity, like, stay away from them before the game because they
you mentioned that last week too.
I said this is the same thing. Stay away from them, guys. They were ready to go, and they took it upon themselves on Sunday, and with Trent Richardson running and the blocking and to get a yard when they needed a yard to get what they needed to do to get the W again. That's all that really matters.
And of course, now we got to look at what kind of traction can a game like this, can a stretch like this give the team? Because I connect it with Dallas in the sense that it was an overtime loss, but you came away feeling that this team took a step with that game in many respects. And now to have the validation of the win to go along with the effort, you go out to Oakland, that's a struggling Raiders team. I think there's a supreme level of confidence. You're sensing that, aren't you, within these players, Bernie?
Yeah, I do sense it. And I want to add some caution to that, like to not get too happy as players. You know, we need to, moderate ourselves because there's all a lot of pride that goes into playing this game.
Sure.
And yes, the Raiders are struggling. A lot of young guys on our team. That is not normal, that stadium, as you know. Those fans. No,
the Coliseum's a different place.
It's a very different set of people that come to that game.
I'm
trying to be very nice on the radio here, okay? It's a very different set of people. And they need to really realize that, yes, we're making steps in the right direction, but it doesn't happen without all that hard work and intensity that they had the last couple weeks. And if they keep up that intensity and hard work, it makes Sundays easier.
No, that makes a lot of sense. But I would also say, to take a next step as a team, the growth and development of a young team, putting back-to-back wins together would be huge.
Especially when you could go on the road to the West Coast. Oakland's struggling. It's still... To go from the East Coast to the West Coast to play at another team's home and put a win together, yes, is a huge step.
Yeah, we saw the difficulty of that last year. Bernie, want to quickly mention something that the tail end here. A great friend of yours who is definitely in for a serious fight for his life, Jaden's Warriors Foundation, your good buddy Jaden. We just want to put the plug out there for
Jaden's Warriors Foundation. It's about same prayers for young kids who have issues. And Tim, Jaden's dad, they're going through a lot of struggles. They were at the game with us this couple days ago. God bless them, and keep them in your prayers.
We will do just that. Bernie, thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you next week. All right. He is the one and only Bernie Kosar joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.